Well, 5 years ago today, Indigenous leaders called on Australians to join them in enshrining an Indigenous voice to Parliament alongside a truth-telling and treaty-making process. It's called the Uluru Statement from the Heart. The new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has promised to advance the Uluru Statement as a top priority, but many Indigenous communities also want to see urgent action to address crushing social problems they're facing day-to-day on the ground. For example, in the Northern Territory, Aboriginal leaders are appalled by the prospect that in July, the lapse of federal government legislation will once again allow unrestricted access to alcohol in many communities. Jane Barden reports.
In the top end remote community of Beswick, Aboriginal leaders, including Martha Bennett, are worried they're losing another generation to grog.
Our main problem is all about alcohol, domestic violence, drug. Yeah, and you got most of our young people here doing nothing, drop out of school.
Like in most NT communities, under federal law, takeaway alcohol is banned. But when people smuggle it in, violence spikes. So she's worried about what will happen across the territory if the new federal government goes ahead with the plan set by the previous coalition administration to let the laws banning alcohol in 350 NT communities end in July. Because she says it's bad enough now.
Because there's always domestic violence and end up fighting and hurting themselves. And you know, we have to be there to stop them.
She'd prefer drinking in Beswick to be limited to what it's meant to be now, a few cans of beer in the community social club, which only opens a few nights a week for a few hours.
The limit is only about a light can, and men drink six and women drink four.
In the nearby regional town of Katherine, the chair of the Aboriginal Whirly Wurlingjang Aboriginal Health Service, Lisa Mumpin, sees the effects of alcohol abuse daily. She's very worried by the prospect of open access to alcohol in many communities by July.
All communities are different, but definitely a lot of our mob don't want alcohol. And if it can be, you know, if there's choices, then, you know, we'd like to see it managed properly for our people.
The federal alcohol laws were brought into the NT's Indigenous communities by the Coalition in 2007 to tackle social dysfunction and sexual abuse allegations. The Coalition government decided to allow them to lapse just before losing office, after accusations from some quarters that targeting Indigenous people with restrictions is racist. But the Coalition's newly elected NT Senator Jacinta Price is calling on the new Albanese government to delay removing the alcohol bans.
This means that the rivers of grog will be back. We know that we have the highest rates of domestic and family violence, and a lot of that is largely due to alcohol and substance abuse. And we can't risk any more lives than those that have already been lost. So I would be asking to make sure that safety mechanism is still in place until the proper conversations have been had with people on communities.
The NT government last week passed its own laws as a stopgap. They enable remote communities to ask to remain dry for up to 2 years while they decide what restrictions they'd like long term. Chief Minister Natasha Files.
We need local decision making, local leadership to step up, and they can opt in and continue to be a dry community. But we do need to be careful that when we put in place policies and laws in the Northern Territory, that they do not discriminate based on race.
The NT Police Association and the peak organisation for the NT's Aboriginal health groups, AMSANT, are arguing the harm caused by alcohol in the NT is so severe, racism arguments don't wash. AMSANT's CEO John Patterson is appealing to both the NT and federal governments to delay removing the alcohol bans for now.
And we need the appropriate leadership from this government to get a round table organised as soon as possible with the appropriate Aboriginal leadership so we can have a constructive debate and plan a way forward.
The Federal Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney didn't reply to questions about how her government intends to respond.
Jane Barden with that report.